Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case to loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Yes, it's time. It's Monday. Happy Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Batar, thanks for being here. I miss you every week when we've got all that time in between waiting for you to come back on.
Oh, Robert, you call me all the time, so the truth is that we talk all the time anyway.
but I don't harass you like Ty does. Or, no, you harass Ty. I don't know which way that goes. You guys claim it both ways.
Yeah, you know, Ty is just, he's like one of those people that you just love and hate at the same time. You know what I mean?
The love-hate relationship. No, we love you and Ty.
So, of course, if he was on the radio right now, I would say it's a hate-hate relationship.
Of course, yes, when you're out front in that way. But, the love continues here. Now, lots of advanced medicine topics today, from the Human Genome Project to issues of vaccination and autism. We talked a little bit off the air before we started about the ugly reveal of what it is indeed, not only to have a child so vaccine damaged, but to realize that the medical profession that contributed to the demise and the damage is completely ill-equipped to handle what happens next, to the point where it drives now families into suicides and homicides. This is a horrific new evolution or elevation of this disaster.
Yeah, it really is. And when you brought this up to me today, I was surprised before the show when we started talking about this, because one of my patients gave me a totally different article on a different case where the mom just couldn't take it anymore and the mom was going to kill herself and her child. It was in People magazine, a very reputable source of journalistic information, obviously.
Yeah, well, it's a gossip mag, but occasionally they have some interesting stories that are worth reading. This one you've brought up to my attention, I wasn't aware of. What can you tell me about that story?
The little bit that I know, and again, I didn't have a chance to read the whole thing, but basically the suicide, it was supposed to be, the mom was going to kill herself and her daughter, and they discovered that it was basically carbon monoxide poisoning is what the attempt was. The authorities found out before they died, they were able to recover them. Surprisingly, the thought that there would be some permanent, you know, some type of brain damage because of the period of anoxia that the person had gone through. And the mom is now in jail, and I don't know what's happening, what the disposition of the girl is. The father is supporting the mother,
mm-hmm.
as obviously he should, because it wasn't that she was trying to hurt her child. She just had no resources left, and she was at that point of desperation that she was trying to take her own life
mm-hmm.
and her child's life. Almost like, you know, in certain ancient traditions, they would talk about the transition into the next realm,
right?
And they would take the servant with them, or the, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh no, I do. And you know, it's not as simple as we asked this question with Dr. Wakefield, who killed Alex Sportolakis? This is the case of the teenager that was killed by the mother and the aunt, and they tried to commit suicide. They didn't, but of course now they're going to be charged with murder. And you know, when you ask the question, who killed Alex Bortolakis, you say, well, of course it's the mother and the aunt. But it's a much more complex situation like this that you're dealing with, a series of situations that cascade one over another to the point of absolute desperation, the worst case scenario where a parent would always defend the life of their child, but now suddenly they're left with no other option, at least in their own mind, maybe in reality, that we have to leave this place. We can't continue.
It's a sad story, but like you said, it's not just a story. It's how many other people are in the same scenario? How many other stories are we not hearing about? I mean, you hear this story, I hear a separate story on the same
mm-hmm.
2-week period, and so how many other, you know, it's like a cockroach. You see one, how many are behind the wall?
Right, and I think this is what we're faced with now, is an elevation of the most horrific of realities with the vaccine damage scenario called autism, as we know. We've talked about it, you've talked about it in terms of the encephalopathy, the mercury toxicity, and all of these things, but that the very medical community that was trusted to protect the health of children, much less anybody else, caused this scenario and now is fighting desperately to keep it under wraps. And when people come in desperate straits, what do? They give psychiatric drugs. They restrain them. They kick them out because there's no insurance coverage at this point. And you're leaving these people. And I predict, and I don't like this prediction, but we're going to hear and see many more families reach this point of desperation where suicide homicide scenarios are occurring.
Yeah, and that's one extreme. And then the other aspect, Robert, which we've talked about before, is the incidence of cancer, the incidence of heart disease in the younger patient population, which is going to be this population that has the autism, the damage that's been done to these kids, obviously from the vaccines. But it puts in the toxicity into their systems at a very critical phase of development. And then the incidence of autism is no longer really the issue that we need to be worrying about as they get older. It's actually the cancer and the heart disease that you will see in the younger patient population. And we're seeing this right now. It's not just the autistic patient population is what I'm saying.
Right.
It's everybody that's getting the vaccines. We're seeing an incidence of cancer, stage 4 cancer, for example, lung cancer. I had a patient, 24-year-old with lung cancer who's never smoked. And another one, we had a 28-year-old with adrenal carcinoma, stage 4. I mean, you don't see that. That's the youngest patient population. That's the healthiest patient population. You don't see stage 4 cancer in that patient population. Yet I'm seeing it, and the incidence of heart disease is the same thing. Why is this all happening? It's because of all the DNA addicts and all the other, you know, crap, essentially, that we're putting in, all the various metals and the preservatives and the various DNA from different species. It's all coming into the system and causing this gross anomaly to occur, which then manifests itself as either cardiovascular disease or cancer, which together represent 8 out of 10 deaths on this planet, including homicide, suicide, trauma, you know, all natural disasters, wars, everything put together, all disease processes put together. 8 out of 10 people that are dying from either heart disease or cancer. So when we start seeing this younger patient population's demise increasing from those two etiological components, and we can associate those directly back to the vaccines, now you've got the homicide, suicide aspect you're talking about as these kids get older and the system is not set up to support them. And then the system is also not set up to support our aging population, leave alone the younger patient population, from having to suffer from these same type of conditions, heart disease and cancer.
Yeah, and when you look at these realities, they're certainly not covered except as anomalies in the old media. It's like, wow, look at that horrific story, People magazine covers, or a news story in Chicago about the death of a teenage boy with the autism scenario. Alex Bortolakis. Yet, as you said, just like that, if you see one roach, you know there's a lot more behind the walls, which means that this is going to become more of a mainstay of the new normal, so to speak. And again, we come back to the reason, one of the biggest reasons you wrote, among many, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, is the sad irony is that modern allopathic doctoring has created or facilitated, at the very least, much of the disaster we're seeing.
Yeah, and the reason for this disaster to continue is because of the hierarchy failing to admit its own mistake. It's almost to the point of embarrassment now. In fact, it's more than embarrassment. It's recognizing how obsolete they are. And they apparently, from discussions among some of my colleagues, Boyd Haley and I talked about this. In fact, Boyd was interviewed about this once. And he was asked a question, well, why would the authorities keep this hidden? I mean, what would be their incentive for doing so? And he said, the question was, why would they be why would they be so hateful? What would be their motive? And he said, it's not their motive. It's an embarrassment now. They can't admit the truth, so they have to perpetuate the lie because that's their only salvation. That's the only way they can exit this, because they cannot admit that for the last 30, 40 years they have failed miserably, and it's a source of embarrassment that they can't admit to. Because if they admit to it, then the entire house of cards falls around them.
Hmm. Well, humanity, or the lack of it, exhibited in this is like, we need to protect our egos from this embarrassment over the health and lives of these children and, let's say, our elders, who have been damaged by the wrongs that we have done based on, you know, all that you acknowledge within the allopathic community. And many of them indeed know, and on some level they know, their only defense is to stifle questioning, stifle and control much of what the media has limited to get out there, which is, again, what's changing now, not only with this show, what we do, what Natural News is doing and others, but the fact that, you know, I mentioned to you as well that Carol Alt has a show on Fox News, and she's revealing a little bit at a time in the midst of the cacophony of the, you know, standard of allopathic medicine care, and it shall not be questioned.
Well, Robert, that's the thing. When we start thinking about how this entire onion is being peeled, you know, the biggest frustration is when people call many of these components, not just autism or cancer or any of these things we've talked about, when they call it controversial, because there is no controversy. The mere questioning or making or labeling something as controversial does not change the facts. The facts are what they are. It doesn't change the truth. But what is the most concerning is that what you just said, the ego aspect, it's not, I don't even think it's the ego aspect that makes these, the opposite side, if you will,
yes,
go the way they go, or move in the direction that they're moving in. I don't believe that it's ego anymore. The people have said it's power, it's money, it's, you know, ego, as you said. But this is where we come down to, when we've talked about this before, pure evil. There's a certain component, because if it's power, they've already got the power. If it's money, they've already got the money. If it's population control, they're already, you know, somewhat at a point they're trying to achieve that. They're achieving it. Even when you've got Bill Gates and people like that that are very influential and very powerful, that publicly make these statements on record, it's almost like, wait a second, what's going on? Some people have said such absurd things that you think about it and you go, that couldn't have been true, but you've got it on video. You can see what the person said. So my point is that at a certain instance, you have to now realize that this is nothing to do with power, money, ego, this, that, the other. It's pure evil.
Well,
there is something that's
Dr. Vitar, we need to take our first break. And there you go, the candid conversation that occurs here each week on Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out Dr. Vitar. We've got the links up in the show notes. We'll get you that. If you ever miss a program, medicalrewind.com. We will be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800 866-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, as usual, Dr. Bittar not pulling any punches here when he's calling what the status is of a medical community that would, let's say, rally around suppression of information, rally around the perpetrators of a Holocaust on the people of the world, planet Earth, particularly the kids in the guise of these vaccines. And we talk about the ability to come forward now and admit wrongdoing and move on. It's not happening by and large. They're still trying to suppress it. Yet, the cracks in the suppression armor are showing, as evidenced by certain things happening out there in the mainstream media, much less, of course, what we continue to do, the growth of this show, the growth of what you're doing, Dr. Bittar, as well as on Natural News. And so I'm encouraged at the same time. We got to walk through some real ugly to get there.
Yeah, we do have to walk through some ugly, as you state, but then the good thing is you're seeing so much evidence, too, now on the opposite side of people becoming aware, people not standing for this anymore, just toleration of this movement towards more darkness is not being accepted. The masses are waking up, and mainstream media, even parts of mainstream media now that you told me about with this lady that's doing the Fox TV show, mm-hmm. more and more has happened, Robert, with the success of the Robert Scott Bell show. It's just heartwarming. And I think the reason that we're seeing all this, again, is it's not what we think it is. It's far bigger, far greater than any one of us singly, and more powerful than any one single patient population group like autism or cancer. It's everything. It's a global society, and more is happening now because it's so critical to the future of mankind. And it is, as I have said many times before, an extremely exciting time to be alive and to be involved with making the shift to change the paradigm that we are now witnessing will be historically remembered 300, 500 years, 1,000 years from now.
Yeah, I mean, we're living in the midst of that kind of historical shift, and it's hard to see it sometimes when we're in the midst of it. It's hard to also sometimes see that we are indeed winning, and I would acknowledge that we are based on the fact that they've resorted to attacking the moms and the dads who are witnessing this Holocaust firsthand. And it will not be easy for them to say, for instance, in a case like Who Killed Alex Svordalakis, that it is just as simple as saying, well, it's the person who perpetrated the crime. But the crime that begot the crime is something that is going to have to be acknowledged so that we see how this happened. And, of course, you know, that's the kind of thing, using the media, the video footage, the analysis of what happened, that it can't be denied any longer.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Robert. And I think part of that's going to come into the picture when we start talking about the story that you sent me earlier on about how the vaccine industry has been masking and hiding some of the facts.
Yes.
And when this type of information is exposed, that when they're actually doing the safety studies, they're actually comparing garbage with garbage. So they're actually testing the safety by looking at other garbage and saying, well, our garbage really is about the same, maybe a little bit better than the past garbage. They're not really comparing it to placebos, to healthy people.
Yeah, you're not exaggerating at all. There's a story that was put out by our friend Jeffrey Ofterheide on VacTruth.com, and it relates that, in fact, the, you know, the claims of safety are not done according to the so-called gold standard of placebo-controlled studies. In fact, as you said, they're testing one vaccine against another or one vaccine against three. So, you know, let's throw three vaccines at it, and we'll say, hey, our one vaccine seems to be the less adverse events. Well, duh, you put one instead of three. But where's the test against the placebo, the thing that is truly non-toxic?
And this goes back to that Denmark study that we talked about before, where they showed that when they took out thimerosal, the incidence of autism actually went up. Well, the truth is that the patient population that we're comparing, the reason that this data looked like that the incidence of autism went up as it took the thimerosal out was because the patient population that they were looking at completely was changed. They were looking originally at the people that had a diagnosis of autism, and later on when they took the look at the group where the autism increased after they took out the thimerosal, they were only looking at patients that were actually institutionalized because of their autism. So the data that they were looking at first was a huge number of people, and then what they looked at was a very small, concentrated group of people that were institutionalized. So, of course, the numbers were going to go straight up because every one of these people had severe autism, so it went to almost like 100% increase in the patient population that had thimerosal taken out of their vaccines, but they were already damaged. I mean, it was just, it was one on top of another on top of another misappropriate method of doing the analysis. They weren't even comparing apples to another fruit. They were looking at apples to wheelbarrows.
Yeah, and of course, and the CDC is funding international criminals to conduct these studies, as evidenced by the Thorson guy that is still on the most wanted list. The CIA, NSA, FBI, they can't find him. Isn't that bizarre?
Well, and he's the one who did the study, right?
Exactly. When we come back, we're going to go more into this. Plus, the human genome. What is that all about? They got that wrong, too? Stand by. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, if you miss any week that we do together here, Dr. Roger Bittar and I, Robert Scott Bell, you can always go to medicalrewind.com. We have that linked up in the show notes. Also linked to the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, and lots of awesome videos. And you want to know your options, we've got that linked up as well. Dr. Bittar, big questions here on tap today, and we're covering them pretty directly as we always do. A great piece by Mike Adams on the big lie of genetics being exposed, how the human DNA is incapable of storing the complete blueprint of the human form. What do you make of this? I think that Mike is, has he gone off the deep end?
Well, Mike always goes off the deep end, but it's always a deep end that's a good deep end to go off of.
The one we enjoy.
Yeah, well, actually, if you think about it, if everybody else is saying that the the world is flat and you go off the deep end, you're actually not going off the deep end, you're just going around the circumference of the globe. But to everybody else that's living in that world is flat theory, mm-hmm. it is going off the deep end. But this is really fascinating. And just after reviewing this very, very quickly, I'm amazed by this Rupert Sheldrake. I'm actually going to get his books and watch this video. Apparently, Robert, I don't know whether you knew this, but he was banned from the TED Talks series.
He was one of those guys, they said, he's talking frou-frou consciousness. We can't have any of that. This is hardcore science, which is, of course, materialistic reductionism, which we've seen fails in explaining so much about life itself.
Absolutely. I mean, some of these questions for faith believers in materialistic genetics, I mean, just these seven questions that he poses at the end of the article, I mean, I don't know if this should actually increase consciousness or it should be used for comedy, because it is so real that it's, you have to laugh at it because they're such practical questions. Mm-hmm. You know, how does a blood cell know to make itself into a blood cell and not a skin cell? That's another question that Mike, I don't know if Mike poses or Sheldrake poses this, but I really like these last couple. Where is the genetic code for love, compassion, and cooperation without which human civilization would have never survived? Because obviously that's not something that is in the genetic code, supposedly, or at least hasn't, I'll just put it in quotes, hasn't been discovered yet.
Well, and of course, part of the article, a big part of the article, basically states the fact that there's just not enough, there are not enough genes to store the information that would necessarily have to be stored in order to develop all these things this way. That means there has to be a non-material explanation, because they've mapped the genetic code and they said, well, that's all there is.
Right, exactly. And that's a very, very important part. In fact, if you think about it, the amount of nutrients in a bean sprout, in a seed of a what do you call it, Robert, the bean sprouts? Well, I guess you call it a seed for a bean sprout? Is that the appropriate term, the seed for the bean sprout?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the nutrient value of the seed of a bean sprout, and then you plant it, and then you measure the nutrient value in the sprout when all of a sudden it blooms or sprouts.
Germinates and sprouts, yes.
Within just a couple of days, sometimes just a couple of hours, the nutrient value is something like 9,000% higher than it was in the bean. Now, some people would say, well, it comes from the soil, but when you measure the content in the soil, there wasn't enough in the soil. So where does all this nutrient value come from? You know, it just explodes, and all of a sudden, where did it come from? Well, we can't explain where it came from. Some people would try to explain it through photosynthesis. Some people would try to explain it through whatever. But the point is, we don't know. And so when we start talking about the storage capacity of the human genome and that it doesn't sufficiently have enough room to it, think of it as a hard drive, just doesn't have enough room to describe the entire human form, as you just, you know, mentioned, that's a huge thing. But I love this thing about the love, compassion, cooperation. Where did that come from? And then this is what made me laugh. If human consciousness is an illusion, as materialists claim, then it can have no impact on human behavior, which is purely mechanistic, they insist. So then why did the illusion of consciousness evolve in human beings if it serves no purpose? Because this contradicts one of the more fundamental tenets of natural selection. And then the last one, are you yourself purely a mechanistic biological robot suffering under the illusion of consciousness? Because that's basically what they're stating. And if so, then why should we listen to anything you have to say in the first place? I mean, I'm just reading this and dying of laughter because
really
it's
funny.
It's so funny, and it's true. I mean, the truth in it is what makes it so funny.
Well, Dr. Pattar, what do you perceive is the fear of these materialists in acknowledging the fact that much of the source for life itself is non-material, or perhaps all, ultimately, the source of life it comes from a non-material reality?
I think it's the same as for everyone who has so deeply entrenched in the current paradigm that when new thought evolves and new things are recognized, they will lose power, they will lose authority, they will have a violent shift to their own ego,
yes,
which they can't handle. And so they're enveloped and entrenched in the current thought process because they're totally vested in it. They haven't vested themselves in evolution and advancement. They've vested themselves in something archaic, and it's a fear, as with all fears, you know, it's a false evidence appearing real, so it's a fear that they have that they're going to lose control. I think that, you know, this is a fundamental question, too, that you're asking. What distinguishes us from them? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that would be the right question.
No, that's good. I like the way you said it. What distinguishes us from them? Why is there such hostility, you know, with those that are so, material reductionists and those who have a perception of life that far exceeds the, I guess you'd call it a physiological DNA grasp?
Yeah, and I think the reason, Robert, the only thing that I can pinpoint in my own mind, and again, this is just my opinion, but the only thing I can pinpoint that would really distinguish them from us is that we want the planet to be a better place for our children, whereas they are only living for right now. They're not thinking about the consequences beyond their nose.
Well, it sounds to me like a spiritually immature state. You know, that there's a phase of childhood where it's all about the immediacy of getting my needs fulfilled that they may have never gone beyond.
Right, and I do want to mention here, this is not about living in now versus living in the future, living in the past, because, you know, to really enjoy life and to truly really get fulfillment out of life, you do need to live in the now. But you also have to understand that there are consequences for your actions today that if you don't pay attention to, you will have to pay the piper in the future. Mm. It's like going to a bank and getting a cash advance. You're going to have to pay that interest plus the principal later on. So you need to be aware of it. If you don't exercise today, you're going to have shortness of breath and chest pain and a more miserable life later on. If you smoke today, you're going to end up having to pay the consequences of lower respiratory reserve capacity and more toxicity that you've ingested and inhaled into your system. If you don't do the right things today, you're going to have to pay a consequence in the future. And I believe that these are the same type of people. You know, part of it, I can't even fathom, Robert, because they obviously have kids themselves. They obviously have a future themselves. So why wouldn't they look at it? Either they're so detached from reality, or they know something that we just haven't gotten to, which they think that will protect themselves. You know, when you start looking at history and you start looking at some of the things like for the health care component that the Queen of England and the royal family has gotten for years, they have been using homeopathy for hundreds of years. Or, you know, since the inception of homeopathy,
right.
They've been getting, the Queen of England has apparently been getting chelation for 40, 50 years. I mean, so they're actually partaking in and utilizing many of the tools that we, meaning us, utilize on an everyday basis, but the masses are told that these are non-viable tools, these are things that are not scientifically based, it's quackery, it's this, it's that, it's minimalized and reduced to being nothing, so that the masses don't go towards it, but they utilize it themselves. Now, I'm not trying to say the Queen of England is part of this. You know, I don't know who it is, and I don't really care to know. I don't even want to put any energy into thinking about who these people are. My point is, the truth is in front of us all, and it behooves us to start using our own minds, our own intellectual power, and if we have any integrity, if we're integrous, then we can go in and start looking at this information and reach our own decision. Unfortunately, most people, life gets in the way. They're too busy making their mortgage payment, too busy going to work, too busy dealing with this, that, you know, baseball games and weekends to go out and watch the football game, that they don't bother looking at the reality. But that's what I would think, that more and more of those people now are waking up. They're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. They're going on the internet and actually not trusting just what they're told and what they're being preached to. And for that, I'm very grateful, and I'm very, very grateful that I'm alive at this time in history so that we can make a difference ourselves.
Yeah, there is a crumbling of the status quo that is occurring, and of course the violent opposition phase of it, is, you know, you phase in and out of these aspects, and we're in a lot of that. It makes it a time to be very alert and also cautious at the same time, be very bold and outspoken when appropriate, and you can determine that by listening within to that non-material source of all sources that they claim, these scientists dunderheads claim, does not exist.
Yeah, and I think that in time, a lot of this rhetoric that's out there, it becomes, it's just almost like Offit, you know, or some of these people that talk about the vaccines, how good they are, and how dangerous vitamins are, and how dangerous an herb can be, or homeopathy is, or whatever the case is. Their own rhetoric, they just drown themselves out, because it's not based on the person that's listening. The truth will resonate to them, and people have that, what I call the BS meter. Mm-hmm. And that BS meter is very sensitive for almost every human being. We just have to open it up, open up our hearts, and we can feel that BS meter going off or not. Mm-hmm. And so when you're talking to people, when you're discussing something, I have to remind people that don't believe it just because I'm saying it. Go in and do your own research in your own heart, in your own mind, on the internet. Do whatever you need to. Just because anybody says it, don't believe it. You have to have your own BS meter out there. And Robert, people's BS meters are opening up, you know, millions per day, I think, because that's the reason that more and more of the universal consciousness is shifting, and you can feel it. I mean, it's almost palpable. You can feel it.
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, I come back to the childlike thing. There's the two sides of being the child. The child has that childlike innocence and that trust and that faith that is beaten out of him or her as life teaches them certain ways or certain directions. These are all our individual journeys. But the consciousness or the lack thereof in a lot of these adults are behaving in the worst sense of a child. That is the I want it now, consequences be damned, the concept of that they could live without consequences, and on that level they must be convinced that there are no consequences for their action, or they might opt to live a little differently.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's one of those things that as a child that is a unruly child that doesn't have any discipline, they will end up facing consequences sooner or later in life. And that's not to say that we don't want to have the wonderment and the innocence of that child, because I think that's one reason on our side there is more happiness, even though
yes.
there's more difficulties that we have to deal with.
Yeah, but the happiness has got to come up after this break, because we got to take one right now. Advanced Medicine Monday continues here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll wrap it up. Where's Dr. Bitar going to be? We'll tell you next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always comes down to that question of happiness. How is it possible, Dr. Bittar, as the brutality that you have seen with these children that have been so damaged, the things we know and are aware of, consciously aware of, some of the things that are pretty ugly on this planet, and it's not like those listening to us haven't seen it in their own lives, perhaps, or in others, but how do we have a happy continence despite it all, where these people on the other side of the equation seem to be miserable unless we're brought down to their level? We grant them the freedom to be miserable. Come on.
Well, I think that's a great question, Robert. I don't know really how to answer it, except that I have come to a realization in my life that for me to truly appreciate how good my life is, I would not really have the experience of how sweet life is had I not experience some of the bitterness.
Right.
And so you have to have experienced the darkness to appreciate the light. And the more darkness I have seen and witnessed and been exposed to and have to endure, the more beautiful life becomes. And so for that, I'm appreciative. And I think each one of us, as we come to that realization, life becomes sweeter.
My story I've told over the years as well. And, when people say, how come you eat clean food and organic food all? Well, I've been doing it since like the early 1990s. Because I suffered so much when I didn't, and I didn't know, and I learned. I think what would be more impressive is someone that just kind of would listen, or let's say read the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, and maybe they don't have any ailments now, and they go, dude, I need to live that way before there's a problem. Now, that's real wisdom.
That is truly wisdom, Robert, and I have been so appreciative because I have gotten messages like that from people. Either they've been doing many of these things and it gave them a organized way of looking at it and they've been able to up their game, or some people saying that, I wasn't aware of any of this stuff, but I've heard it, but it wasn't presented this way, and now I'm going to start doing it. That's really the biggest feather in my cap that I can tell you that I feel like I've really accomplished something when I have a person that hasn't been doing these things and starts doing them and doesn't have a reason to do them right now, doesn't suffering from anything right now, but is doing it because they don't want to have to deal with that issue later on. And so that's really what the book is designed for. But that doesn't mean that people that are suffering aren't going to benefit from it. They will definitely benefit from it, and they will see the benefit in the within 30 to 60 days of implementing those steps.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautifully said. And that's you know, that's the kind of paying it forward, like we talked about earlier, whereas you can live for today and live in the now, there's a spiritual concept and appropriateness. But when you do so without understanding or acknowledging or even concerning yourself with any consequences for your actions, that's an immature state, and it will come back to bite you, even though they might have the perception that they can get away with it because they're royal lizard blood or something strange like that. I don't know. But I want to know, Dr. Bhattar, you've got some upcoming events, and we've got listeners all over the country, all over the world. Anything that our listeners can attend to come see you?
I think Standard Enzyme, there's a conference in Atlanta coming up on the 8th of November. I'll be in Dallas on the 9th of November at a conference lecturing there, and then I'll be in Europe the middle of November in Venice and Milan, and then I'll be in Vancouver the second week of December at a conference there. So there'll be a number of different places if anybody wants to come in. I think, Robert, you might be at one or two of those too, right? I mean, I know you've got lectures coming up in different places too.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm working on my schedule as well, and I'll let you know. We both will, of course. And you know, we had the advanced medicine calendar. Is there another easy calendar of access to you for those that want to come see you wherever you're going?
Actually, I will have my IT person put something up on our website at drbhattar.com so that there will be a listing of when the next events are so people can do that. Because we used to do that and we hadn't done that for a couple of years, but we will put that back up.
And of course, those of you who are not familiar, if this is new to you, Dr. Rasha Bhattar has been through a lot, and you can read about it in the book I keep referencing, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. But there are folks that come from all over the world to see him, to get help for a lot of things, and you go to Dr. Bhattar, drbuttar.com. You can always leave a message off the air even, and we'll answer that message on the air if you'd like at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or just pop some questions into the website there, and we will reference those ailments or illnesses that we want to help you overcome. Coming back to the, I think you mentioned, we really only have less than a minute to go here, but the kind of detox that we need to go through, you really work toward pushing the envelope into how to understand detox and detox principles. Which chapter in particular do we want to have them read on the detox?
Before that, we get into the 9 steps, there's an overview section, and we talk about the 7 toxicities, and that would be the best place to get more information. And then, of course, the facts on, there's a website called factsontoxicity.com where there's a lot of videos that are free, and people can get more information there as well.
Perfect. Well, we have it linked up in the show notes. Dr. Bhattar, thanks again. You kick off the week in advanced medicine style, and we appreciate you so very much. And we're left with just one reminder for each and every one of you, and you know it. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to
benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.